Okay, so get this right. I just finished this book, A Traitor's Heart, by Aaron Cotter. And it's one of those books, let me tell you, it just stays with you.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's historical fiction. But it's got this amazing blend of like courtly intrigue, a little touch of magic. The heroine is basically like a 16th century secret agent.
A 16th century secret agent.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got my attention. So tell me more about this heroine.
Her name is Jacqueline d'Argenson-Aunis, and she's a noblewoman at the French court. But here's the twist.
Okay.
She's also trained as a spy by her uncle, who happens to be the royal spy
Oh,
master.
that's a pretty cool twist. So we're talking Elizabethan England and France,
Yeah.
a time of just incredible political upheaval and religious tension. I'm guessing those elements play a role in the story.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, one of the things I loved about this book is how seamlessly Cotter weaves real historical figures and events into the narrative.
I love that.
You know, we encounter everyone from William Shakespeare to the Irish pirate queen, Grainne Ni Mhaille.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like stepping right into history, but with this added layer of mystery and adventure.
That's what I love about good historical fiction, right? It's not just about the facts, but it's like bringing the past to life, making you feel like you're right there in the middle of it all. So, what kind of missions does our secret agent heroine get involved in?
Well, let's just say things get complicated.
Okay.
When Catherine de' Medici, the queen mother, decides to marry off her daughter, Marguerite de Valois,
Ah.
to Henry of Navarre, and guess who gets tasked with making sure this politically charged marriage actually happens?
Okay.
Yep, our girl Jacqueline.
Okay. I can
What?
already see where this is going. A marriage designed to quell religious tensions. A young woman kind of caught between duty and her own desires. Sounds like a recipe for some serious drama.
You got it. And to make matters even more interesting, Jacqueline and Henry have this undeniable chemistry. There's a quote, I don't remember it exactly, but he says something like, "You intrigue me, mademoiselle. I find myself wanting to unravel your secrets."
Ooh, that's a good one. So we've got forbidden romance brewing amidst all this political maneuvering. Did you find yourself rooting for them, even though you know it could have disastrous consequences?
Oh, totally. Cotter does an amazing job of creating characters that are both flawed and incredibly relatable. You find yourself caught up in their struggles and their triumphs, even when you know they're making questionable decisions.
I can already tell this book is more than just the simple romance. What else did Cotter explore in the story?
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me was the exploration of female agency in a patriarchal society. You know, Jacqueline is constantly pushing against the boundaries of what's expected of her. There's this line where she says, "I dearly do love a gown with pockets, so useful. Now, if only I could convince Uncle to let me carry rope instead."
That's a great line. It perfectly captures her spirit. Clearly not content with just playing the role of a demure noblewoman, she craves adventure and she's not afraid to take risks. But you mentioned earlier that her uncle trained her as a spy, right? What's their relationship like?
It's complicated, to say the least. He's very protective of her, but also incredibly controlling. He wants her to marry this boring nobleman and settle into a traditional life. But Jacqueline has other plans.
Interesting. It sounds like their dynamic adds another layer of conflict to the story. Is her uncle involved in any of the political intrigues surrounding the marriage?
He's actually a member of a secret society
Ooh.
called the Societas Solis, which is dedicated to like manipulating events behind the
A
scenes.
secret society.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What's their agenda? Are they working for or against the marriage alliance? And how does Jacqueline navigate her loyalty to her uncle with her own sense of right and wrong?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. And I don't want to give too much away.
Let's just say that the Societas Solis' motives are shrouded in mystery, and Jacqueline finds herself caught in a web of deceit and danger.
It sounds like A Traitor's Heart keeps you guessing until the very end. You've mentioned political maneuvering, forbidden romance, a secret society. What else can you tell me about the book without giving away any major spoilers?
Okay, picture this. Jacqueline stumbles upon a scene of grave robbing, and it ends up uncovering a conspiracy that could unravel the fragile peace in France. Plus, she finds herself questioning who she can truly trust, even those closest to her.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, a midnight ride with the King of Navarre takes a very unexpected turn.
Wow, okay. It sounds like Cotter packed a lot into this story. Grave robbing, conspiracies, and unexpected turns with the king. Sign me up.
Right. And we haven't even touched on the fact that there are hints of magic woven into the narrative.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it creates the sense of wonder and possibility. Like anything could happen. You know, I think what really makes this book so captivating is that it's about more than just the plot twists and the romance. It's about Jacqueline finding her own strength and agency in a world that tries to define her.
That's what always draws me to strong female characters in historical fiction. They're not just reacting to the events around them, but they're actively shaping their own destinies, even when the odds are stacked against them.
Exactly. And Jacqueline's journey is definitely one you won't want to miss.
Wow. I can't wait to hear more. But we're going to have to wait for the next part. It's fascinating to think about how much history is shaped by these, you know, behind the scenes machinations. We often focus on like the big events and the major players, but there are always these intricate webs of influence operating just below the surface.
Right. And Cotter really captures that sense of like hidden agendas and shifting alliances. You're never quite sure who to trust.
Yeah.
Because everyone seems to be playing their own game.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it, how much of history is actually driven by individual choices and how much is orchestrated by these shadowy figures pulling the strings?
That's such a good point. And I think that's one of the things that makes Jacqueline such a compelling character. She's caught between these powerful forces, trying to figure out where her loyalties lie and what she's willing to sacrifice for the greater good.
It sounds like she's walking a tightrope, trying to balance her duty to her uncle and her country. With her growing feelings for Henry and her own sense of morality, does she ever confide in anyone about her struggles?
Well, she does have this close relationship with Marguerite de Valois, the princess she's supposed to be manipulating. They're best friends, and there's this beautiful scene where they're sharing secrets and confidences, totally unaware of the deception that lies between them.
Oh, wow. That's heartbreaking. Knowing that Jacqueline is hiding this huge secret from her best friend must add so much tension to their interactions.
It totally does. And it makes you question whether Jacqueline can ever truly be happy, if he's living a lie.
Right, because even if she succeeds in her mission, that betrayal will always be there, casting a shadow over her relationship with Marguerite. It's like a ticking time bomb waiting to explode.
Exactly. And to make matters even more complicated, she finds herself drawn to Henry, despite her best efforts to resist him. Cotter doesn't shy away from the romantic tension between them, and their scenes are full of witty banter and stolen glances.
You know, it sounds like Cotter is playing with some classic tropes of historical fiction, the arranged marriage, the forbidden romance, the secret society, but she's adding her own unique spin on them.
Totally. And I love how she incorporates details about Elizabethan fashion, courtly customs, and even the philosophical debates of the time. It's clear that she did her research, but she never lets the historical details bog down the story.
That's the mark of a skilled historical fiction writer, being able to seamlessly blend fact and fiction to create a world that feels both authentic and utterly captivating.
Right, and Cotter's writing is so evocative. She has this way of describing things that just transports you right to that time and place.
Can you give me an example? What kind of scenes really stood out to you?
Well, there's this one scene where Jacqueline attends a grand ball at the French court. Cotter describes the opulent setting, the dazzling costumes, the music, and the dancing in such detail that you can practically feel the energy and excitement of the event. But beneath the surface, there are all these hidden currents of rivalry, ambition, and intrigue.
It sounds like the perfect setting for a secret agent to operate. All those glittering distractions while Jacqueline is quietly gathering information and observing the players in this high-stakes game.
Exactly. And then there's this other scene where Jacqueline and Henry are riding through the countryside at night. They're alone, and there's this palpable tension between them. But it's also clear that they're starting to let their guard down and connect on a deeper level.
Oh, that sounds lovely. A little bit of a romantic escape from all the courtly drama.
It is. But of course, things can't stay peaceful for too long. Remember those grave robbers I mentioned earlier? Well, that seemingly random event turns out to have major implications for the story.
You know, you've piqued my curiosity with these little hints and glimpses into the plot. What exactly does Jacqueline discover about the grave robbers?
I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say that she uncovers a disturbing conspiracy that threatens not only the marriage alliance, but the stability of France itself.
Intriguing. So it's not just about personal drama and romantic entanglements. The stakes are incredibly high. What I'm really curious about is how Jacqueline handles this pressure. Does she rely solely on her training as a spy, or does she also tap into her own intuition and resourcefulness?
That's a great question. And I think that's one of the things that makes a traitor's heart so compelling. Jacqueline isn't just following orders or relying on her skills. She's constantly learning and adapting, figuring out who she can trust and how to use her unique talents to navigate this dangerous world.
It sounds like she's really coming into her own, embracing her agency and challenging those who try to control her.
Absolutely. And it's not always easy. She makes mistakes, she faces setbacks, but she never gives up. There's a scene where she confronts her uncle about his involvement in the conspiracy. And she basically tells him that she's not going to be his pawn anymore.
Wow, that's powerful. It sounds like she's finally breaking free from his influence and forging her own path.
She is. And it's such a satisfying moment to see her stand up for herself and what she believes in.
Mm-hmm.
But it also puts her in a very precarious position. She's essentially gone rogue.
Yeah.
And now she has to figure out how to survive on her own.
You know, it's interesting how Cotter uses the setting. These opulent palaces, the bustling streets of Paris, the wild countryside. To reflect Jacqueline's internal journey, she's navigating these physical spaces, but she's also exploring her own identity and trying to find her place in a world that's constantly shifting.
That's such a great observation.
Yeah.
It's like the setting becomes a metaphor for her own inner turmoil and her quest for self-discovery.
Exactly. And it makes me even more curious to see how her journey unfolds. Does she find allies in this new, dangerous world she's created for herself? Does she ever reconcile with her uncle? And what about her feelings for Henry? Does their relationship survive all the chaos and intrigue?
Well, that's what I love about this book. Cotter keeps you guessing until the very end. There are twists and turns you won't see coming. And she doesn't shy away from exploring the complex moral dilemmas her characters face.
It sounds like A Traitorous Heart is more than just a historical romance or a spy thriller. It's a story about loyalty, betrayal, ambition, and the courage to break free from expectations and forge your own destiny.
And that's what I appreciate about Cotter's writing. She doesn't shy away from the messiness of life, you know, these characters. Even the ones who make questionable choices.
Yeah.
They feel real, right? Yeah. Because they're grappling with these very human dilemmas.
It's refreshing, isn't it? So often, historical fiction can feel a bit too polished, with characters who always seem to know the right thing to do. But in our cap, A Traitorous Heart, they're stumbling, they're making mistakes, they're figuring things out as they go along, just like we all do.
Right, and I think that makes them even more relatable,
and
their triumphs even more satisfying. You find yourself rooting for them, even when they're messing up.
Definitely. So tell me, without giving away any major spoilers, how does all of this play out? Does Jacqueline manage to expose the conspiracy? Does she find a way to reconcile her feelings for Henry with her duty to her country?
Well, let's just say that the climax of the book is intense. There are sword fights, daring escapes, and a shocking betrayal that I absolutely did not see coming.
Mm-hmm.
Cotter really knows how to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Okay, now you're just teasing me. But seriously, it sounds like Cotter crafted a story that's both thrilling and thought-provoking. Did you find any particular themes resonating with you even after you finished the book?
One of the things that stuck with me was this idea of finding your voice in a world that tries to silence you. You know, Jacqueline is surrounded by powerful people who want to control her, but she ultimately finds the strength to speak her truth and make her own choices.
That's such an important message, especially for women in history who often had to navigate these incredibly restrictive societal norms.
Exactly. And I think it's a message that resonates with readers today as well. You know, we all face pressures to conform, to fit in, to follow the rules. But Jacqueline's story reminds us that we have the power to break free from those expectations and create our own path.
You know, you've painted such a vivid picture of this book, with all of its twists and turns and its romance and intrigue and its powerful themes about finding your voice and choosing your own destiny. It definitely sounds like a must read for anyone who enjoys historical fiction.
Oh, absolutely. And even though we've talked about a lot, we've barely scratched the surface. There's so many layers to this story, so many intricate details and nuanced characters. It's the kind of book you could read multiple times and still discover something new each time.
And that's the beauty of good historical fiction, isn't it? It transports you to another time and place, immerses you in a world that's both familiar and utterly different from our own, and leaves you with questions and insights that linger long after you finish the last page.
Exactly. So to wrap this up, if you're looking for a historical fiction novel that will captivate you with its intrigue, sweep you away with its romance, and leave you feeling empowered by its strong female protagonist, then you absolutely need to check out A Traitorous Heart.
I know I'm adding it to my reading list right now.
That's it for our deep dive into A Traitorous Heart. We hope we've piqued your curiosity and inspired you to give this gem a read. Happy reading, everyone!